This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig's Inns, Acura of Pembroke Pines, where you can get the TLX 2020 model for $209 a month, $29.99 due at signing, plus tax, tag, and registration. Check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard.
Thanks. Terrible. not into it. He doesn't like eating bread. No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, Vinny Vincent, he had to throw Vinny Vincent down when he joined Kiss because he wanted to go crazy on the solos.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't want you to do it. So, Kiss's music isn't really complicated. Actually, it's pretty basic. You are correct about that. It sounds great on the solos and everything, but it's just not really, it's not Neil Peart on drums. You know what I'm saying? And it's not Steve Harris on bass. And it's not Eddie Van Halen or Adrian Lundstein on guitar. And it's just a little easier to listen to and not nearly as complicated. Plus, I don't know, like, Kansas gets together, they've got to practice a lot more to get it all sounding tight compared to Kiss. And I also think you've got a lot of strings and all kinds of stuff in that. That's very complicated. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So the music is different. So I don't know if people know that, but Gene isn't into, crazy ass guitaring and all that. And he's the one that's going, what else goes on? And that and a whiskey. Right? Exactly. But do you think he wants to hear a Michael Schenker solo? No, probably not. But look at that last thing. But that's my point. Because of Gene being in the music, and not even being into that type of music, he can appreciate what Eddie did. Right? I would think as a musician, especially if you're at that class, let me walk you again through some stuff. You're able to appreciate, what I mean? Because of what you do.
Okay.
Who's on social media? Gene Simmons. Crosby. That would easily be Gene. Who's marketing genius? Gene Simmons. Happy Rider, the Bob Bell symbol. Who's the guy that pops into MSNBC, MTV, or Crime Magazine?
And
when they say that, it'll be Gene Simmons. Right, it won't be Crosby.
Yep.
Understand what I'm saying? But who's going to have a reality TV show? Gene Simmons or Crosby? What I'm trying to tell you is that Gene Simmons is a guy that's a little bit more worldly. And Crosby is a freaking hippie. He kind of stays in his world, smokes his weed, likes his folk music, and probably is really narrow-minded. Whereas Gene Simmons is a guy that is understanding of everything going on, new and old, because he tries to stay as he's on the pulse of
right.
So it's two different human beings. Whether you agree with them or disagree or whatever, I'm just saying Crosby just is a hermit.
Gene is a go-to guy because, looking at some of the videos on YouTube, he was on national TV talking about when Prince passed away.
Right.
And, any, obviously, Gene would, they go to him, because he is.
I'm going this way. Who's relevant? Gene Simmons or Crosby? Crosby's not even relevant.
No.
He's not relevant at all. He hasn't been relevant since Southern Cross.
The last time we had heard about David Crosby, if you remember prior to this comment, was him talking about the fact that they weren't going to be able to go out on tour and he didn't lose his house.
Right.
And we had heard prior to
it. Like Crosby
Supreme, plenty of friends, right? Just there's that excuse all the time. I mean, that example all the time. You're a darts guy. You know what I'm talking about. 20 of people can't throw darts. And then there's the people that have the touch. Because there's a touch. There's a way you have to release it. Because if you don't release it, you're taking the eye out of some guy coming out of the bathroom. It's just the way it is. And if you don't have the touch, then the football is not round. It's an odd shape. And you have to have that touch, that spin, to be able to place it right there. And after all this shit that people are talking about, all the left-handed, and even after adjust, well, they adjust it right away, right there, those two passes. One desperation to the sideline at Laird, and the other one between two guys. It's up there, because Aaron Michael, and he's a wide receiver, and he's a Hall of Famer, but they're making it sound like it's this incredible adjustment. And it's like, I get it, it spins a little bit. I get it, a lefty punter, a righty punter, there's a little bit of a difference. How did I get all of that? But you adjust, you're a pro. It can't be like, oh my God, this has been completely on the off. And I'm just going to drop everything in sight. There's no way on a football, it's not like a pit ball is being thrown over there. You spin one way, you stop it, spin the other way, you stop it. What's the difference? It's just a minor. Because if you're a pro player, it's a minor adjustment. If you're us, well, then maybe it might be a bigger adjustment, but we're not pros. If you were catching balls with one hand, these gloves have a stick on them. I'm just going to let you get tacky crap on a glove. Thank you.
Daniel Jones falling down, you know, I can't remember who made the comment, but
Thank you. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll start off hour number 2 here on the program. We're going to get a lot.